You said, right? Bechavod. Bechavod.
With your permission. As the Rambam quotes from his famous statement about Chanukah, the mitzvah of Chanukah is a very dear mitzvah. Some kind of description of Chanukah he cannot find in any other mitzvah. As the Gaon Mevilna says, if all Chachmei Israel, all the Chachamim will sit down together, they will not be able to write man halacha the way the Rambam wrote it. The Gaon Mevilna said that after Rav Ashi that wrote the Gemara, the next person online is the Rambam. Nobody was bigger than him. Nobody bigger than Rambam. And he writes, Ner Chanukah mitzvah chavivad meod. It's a very, very dear mitzvah. It says, must be, it's something that we have to know, what does it mean? And again the Gemara says, that if you do the mitzvah right, you should expect the light of Mashiach. It doesn't say in Purim, it doesn't say in any other places. The mitzvah would, so-called, would ignite or will bring the light of Mashiach. It doesn't say just Mashiach, it's the light of Mashiach. The light of Mashiach is stronger than Mashiach. Because the Rambam makes this commentary, Mashiach might come. And then, Chasholom, he might die. Somebody might kill him. It's because Mashiach will not have the real light. This is the light, you cannot kill a light. That's called the Eor. The first thing was created in this world is light. The Gemara says this is the light of Mashiach. So the Gemara says, listen, Mitzvah Chanukah will bring the light of Mashiach. As well, we know, Rambam writes in his commentary, that he saw in the school of Rav Nissim Gaon, that Hashem told Moshe to tell Aaron, you should know the best of the best is what Aaron is going to light the menorah, it means Chanukah. It's better than opening Beit HaMikdash. Better. To open the Mishkan, and every president was able to sacrifice everything, even spices, even though they were not Kohanim. But then Aaron, Hashem told Moshe, go tell Aaron, forget about what he did. Yours is the biggest. You're going to light the menorah. And of course, what it means is the menorah is going to bring the Mashiach, bring the Yeshua to Israel. So the question is, what is really in this mitzvah? In Al Hanisim, the Bin of Hashmonaim, they describe what did happen. They say, "Bimei Matityahu, Bin Yochanan Kolei Gadol Hashmonai Uvanav, the time of Matityahu, son of Yochanan, Hamdan Malchut Yavan Harasha Alam Chai Yisrael Shlakham Toratach." The Greeks came, they ruled Eretz Israel, and the purpose was we should forget the Torah. La'avira mechukei ratzonach, should not keep the mitzvot. אתה ברחמך הרבים, יהיו הקדוש ברוך הוא ויהיו מרסי. אמרת להם את צרתם, you stood firm in the hard times they had. רבת את ריבם, you fought, you quarreled the quarrel. דנת את דינם, you judged the judgment. לקמת את נקמתם, you took their revenge. In that description, who were those people that really made the miracle? As Chachamim tell us, that only 13 Chashmonaim started the rebellion, the revolution, against tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of soldiers. Nobody helped them. You read about Chanukah, nothing. 13 of them. Later on, some might have joined them. But most of Am Israel were just fine with the situation. Some of us became Greeks. Some of them just became informers of the Greeks. Some of them took positions in the government of the Greeks. They chose Kohanim Dolim. They changed laws. They went after Am Yisrael. They kidnapped girls, Jewish people. So only 13 people. Okay. Now comes Al-Hanisim and tells us, what can you say about those 13 people? And this is a description. Masata Gemorim Yad Chalashim, they weren't so strong, those 13 people. And Hashem, you gave the strong ones in the hands of the big ones. Rabim Yad Ma'atim, a lot of them were put in the hands of the few of them, as we said, only 13. Reshaim Biyad Tzadikim, the wicked people, the wicked Greeks, in the hands of Tzadikim. Tzmeim Biyad Torim, not pure entities, in the hands of the pure ones. Vezedim, it means it's jokers and all kind of low life, white trash. Biyad Uske Torah, in the hands of the people that the Torah is the professional. Again, five descriptions on those 13 people. That why sounds like the Hashem gave this victory because of those 13. Hashem, Matem Tzaratam, as we say, Hashem, you stood firm and helped them. And who are they? Those five adjectives that were given to the Chashmonaim by the Medin of Chashmonaim. And then we continue. And then, after that, that we were able to chase them out, Hakar Bav Anecha Vibetecha, said, earn a title of the children of Hashem, Pnu Techalecha. They came to the Bet HaMikdash, to the inner room, Kodesh HaKodeshim, clear Bet HaMikdash, Tiarot Mikdashecha, pure Bet HaMikdash. Because the Greeks took pigs and sacrificed on the altar, and the Chashmonaim came, they had to take apart the altar. They took the stones and put it inside Bet HaMikdash, on one of the corners over there, one of the rooms, where all the stones of the Mizbeach, and it's a lot of stones. The Mizbeach was very, very tall, very big. They had to take all the stones, and big stones from the ocean, from the Mediterranean, or from Bet HaKerem, the Mishnah says. They lit the menorah, whatever the menorah was. And then Am Yisrael came. The next year they decided it's going to be the holiday of Hanukkah to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to make Hanukkah parties. Chazal says Hanukkah parties has no meaning unless you in the party you learn what Hanukkah is all about. The purpose of the party is to bring people closer to the miracle of Hanukkah. Then it's called the Sudat Mitzvah. Then it's called the Hanukkah party. Just for the Hanukkah party, just to play cards and to play trigger or to eat some cheesecake, means that's not Hanukkah. It's nothing. It's a waste of time. That's Shulchan Aruch says. Okay. What are those five descriptions? Of course, the miracle is found a pitcher of oil. The informers, that's what Chachamim say, the informers told the Greeks, when you get rid of Israel, the first thing that you have to get, make sure there's no what we call kosher oil in Bet HaMikdash. So make sure that everybody touches all the oils, and they're never going to be able to let them know, even though according to Halacha you do, you allow, but doesn't have the right energy. And that's what happened after the Chashmonaim were able to purify and clean Bet HaMikdash. They couldn't find any pure oil, and they found a pitcher, one pitcher, and they lit the menorah, and the oil lasted for 8 days. I said, it's a sign from Hashem that the Shekhinah is coming, Hashem is back in Bet HaMikdash, and that's the holiday. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know this holiday is the last holiday. All the holidays that we have for any other reasons are not really holidays that have the energy. The last holiday that we had was Purim, but the Gemara says Purim was a holiday that we can write about it, Esther, Mordechai, and Megillah. But Hanukkah is the biggest, excuse me, the biggest holiday, but not to write about it. So why not to write about it? חשבונאים, זה לא עוד, זה בוק את כל מגילת אנטיוכוס, מגילת הרקמים, לא. You can't put it back in the Bible. The Bible was closed at the time of Mordechai and Esther. There's nothing to be written. Just, you know, halacha. There's no Gemara about Chanukah with all the other reasons and excuses. At the end of the day, there's no Gemara on Chanukah. There's no Mishnah about Chanukah. There's no Masechet Chanukah. There's no Mishnah Chanukah. I say it's like it is not something to be written. It's something spiritual. Just by learning the halachot of Chanukah. So what is it all about? Chaim tells us the following. The Navi tells us when Am Yisrael, this is the time of Shaul HaMelech, the Palestine, the Pishtim, and Machshavah Mezuchan, they had a giant, his name was Goliath. This was Ruth's nephew, Orpah's son, the son of Shimshon. He was a giant. A giant. He was the head of the Plishtim. He stood on the mountain for 40 days screaming. And Am Yisrael was so scared of him. 40 days Am Yisrael did not see Shema Yisrael. Couldn't concentrate. He's covered with metal. Pure metal. From head to toe. Copy. And he knew what to do. David the Menach arrived. And he said, What's going on? They tell him, this guy, you see, all of Israel, they parked over there, scared, nothing. So they brought David to Shaul. David said, I can take care of this guy. He went next to a river over there, wherever it was, and he picked up 5 stones from the floor. So the Gemara said like this, he picked up the first stone, he said, Ishim Yichud Gutsha Berichu, HaKadosh Bachu, this is Bishchut Avraham Avin. Picked the second stone, he said, Bishchut Yitzchak Avin. Picked up the third stone, he said, Bishchut Yaakov Avin. Picked up the fourth stone, he said, Bishchut Aharon HaKohen. He picked up the fifth one, he said, Bishchut HaKadosh Baruch. I said, I'm going now to shoot him with 5 stones and kill him. Of course, it's covered from head to toes. It's going to be a whole fight in the Shamayim from certain angels that he will be able to kill him or not kill him. You know, it's a secret. It's not Putin, it's not this, it's not this. It says the wars in the Shamayim. Lev Melachim Yisrim B'Yad Hashem. They get instructed from downstairs, from their angel upstairs, superior upstairs. And the Gemara says it. I says, this is not Goliath. Goliath has his power. So all these Machshimam, the Arabs, they get the power from the. They have 35 angels upstairs, Arabs. 35. And 35 Elohim. There are 70 angels upstairs. And each one represents certain nations. Some of them have more than one nation. But in the parliament upstairs, at 35, representative of Arabs. And they gave the ideas to the Arabs. Some of them, they said, okay, make a peace with Israel. I said, Saudi, come make a peace. I said, Bahrain, make a peace. And Morocco, make a peace. It's not diplomatics. It's a shaking, whole thing is shaking. I said, they're being instructed with the ninja upstairs. And this guy, Goliath, is a superior. But in Shamayim, there's other things also, other entities. And they're arguing how to do it, how it's going to happen, to open up the little copper that this guy Goliath has on his forehead. And he, David's coming with a sling. Sling it's called? Sling. Yes, and he has 5 stones, he's going to shoot him, he's going to kill him. And David said, I'm not doing anything. This is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Aharon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, when Aharon heard it, what David said, and David designated the stone for him, Aaron told Hashem, it's my zechut, I'm going to do it. Aaron? Why Aaron will do it? Why Aaron is going to do such a thing? Hashem told Aaron, no. With all the respect, I understand you. I know you want it. Maybe you deserve, so we see why. But I'm going to do it myself. And David says, David took the stone and the stone that he took, he didn't. I don't know if David knew. Excuse me, was going in Shamayim or not? But David did take a stone, and it happened to be that stone is the stone that he designated. Excuse me. For Hashem, and he shot it, and the stone went straight to the forehead of Goliath, and went inside, and he fell on the floor, and David killed, chopped his head, and that was the end of the story. The story is, David took 5 stones. But I didn't take more. I should take, one for Moshe, one for Yosef. He took 5. Excuse me. No, I don't know. No. No. This is not a real thing. This is. I can explain to you what it is. So Dari says that it was based on the Zohar. And number 5 has a tremendous power against the Zohar. Against the statue. It's called against. The Kabbalah is called Tzelem. I said, Kavanah, I said, sometimes in Tefillah you have to have this Kavanah. Certain entities, they don't let, if we may say, I ask to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill Rasona Alion, the will of Hashem, to destroy them, so called, with 5 stones. That's the secret. That's how Hamim said, it means like this, really, the secret. Like that's what David did. So the Hamim Yitzchak and Yaakov and Aaron. Okay, so Aaron came forward. Aaron said he wants to do it. Avram didn't come, Yitzchak didn't come, Yaakov didn't come. Yaakov is doing it. I'm still wrong. Aaron is doing it. Aaron, what do you want now? It goes like this. It's a whole calculation. This expression, Vayeshev always comes, almost always comes before Hanukkah. It's called, this is the Ufuf of Hanukkah. This is the energy that he says, the energy of what you're going to do during the week comes from the Shabbat before, what you read in the Torah. If you know how to read the parasha very well, you'll know what's going to happen during the week. You know what happened during the week. So usually, Parashat Vayeshev, almost always, every 20 years, Parashat Vayeshev is Shabbat Hanukkah. Every 20 years. And usually, Parashat Vayeshev, the story of Yosef, is Shabbat before Hanukkah. Yeah. It's not coincidence because everything was planned by Ezra. When Ezra divided the Parashiyot. A very, very nice story. The story is Yaakov Avinu loves Yosef, he makes him a garment. And the brothers hate him, they're jealous at him, they want to kill him. So I tell us that they don't even say hello to him, they hate him more. Very strange thing. Very strange thing. So in big days, Yaakov bought him, made him a special garment. That's why you don't say hello to your brother. And the brother says they hated him more. They don't speak to him. One day, Yaakov tells Yosef, go see where the brothers are, how they're doing. Because Yaakov said, Baruch HaKadosh is going to be attacked by another nation. Yosef goes over there. Before he reaches them, Shimon and Levi talk to each other and say, look, this is the dreamer. A dreamer. I thought dreamer is an airplane. I said, no, he's the dreamer. A dreamer is coming. Let's kill him. Kill him? Why? Because he's a dreamer? They say, you're going to kill your brother? And he's talking about Shimon and Levi. We're not talking about the random people from the street. Murderers. Children of Yaakov Avinu? Grandchildren of Yitzchak? Grandchildren of Avraham Avinu? You want to kill your brothers? Why? Because he had some dreams. If you remember, the Torah tells us that Yosef had dreams, he told the brothers, you want to kill your brothers for this? What's wrong with you people? And Reuben comes, Reuben says, well, no, don't kill him. Put him, throw him into the pit. He wants to save him. In the meantime, Judah took him out and they sold him. Story in the Torah. What's the real story? Listening parasha, parashat Vayishlach. Torah tells the story. Dinah was kidnapped. Yemach Shemo in Arab. And then the brothers found out. Shimon and Levi at the time, they were 13 years old. They decided they're going. They're giving advice to the people of Shem to do Brit Milah. And on the third day, they did Brit Milah. They came. Shimon and Levi came with the swords, killed the whole team. The whole city. They came back to Yaakov. In the meantime, the brothers also came and they looted everything. So in Torah stories. Of course, you have to remember the Zohar warns us. It has to not take it for granted. It's a story. The Torah is messages. What happened? What is happening? What's going to happen? It's not what happened then. So you have to be careful. Okay, be careful for the story. The Torah says, Shimon Levi comes home, they come home, and Yaakov says, what did you do? And he says, you know what you did? They might now come or they go and attack us. I said, yes, it's true, Yaakov said it, but it didn't happen then anyway. The Gemara said, and the hell came, again, and nothing happened. I mean, Yaakov shouldn't have warned them. And if not, Yaakov Avin is strong enough, and he prayed to Hashem, and Yaakov didn't do anything. Doesn't matter. It's so in the Torah. What's the secret behind it? The Ramban writes a statement like this. He says, look, those executors, the job is to be executed, to work for the government. After a few times they execute a murderer, the next person they have to execute, they have a bloodthirst. They want, it's all always in this, they're already inside the system. They want to kill. They're waiting for the king or the government to sentence somebody, to put him on an electric chair, because they have satisfaction. Because when you do an act, the act itself has some kind of bad energy, and that energy goes inside the person, and it connects that person to that thing. Now that person is going to look to do more things. I don't remember, about, I don't know if you remember, 30 years ago, two cute goyim jumped into the cage of the lions in the Bronx. They were eaten by the lions. And then they came over there in the zoo and they killed the lions. So where you was from a lion? Well, that's not his fault. He thought it was his breakfast. He didn't say, bracha, he ate him tomorrow. But what's the secret? They say, after the lion one time ate a person, now he wants to eat only people. He won't eat any meat anymore. He wants a person. So Ramban writes in the commentary, that's a happened to a person. The person does something, it goes into his bones, and now he wants it. Even though, Why do you want to be an executor? It's the most embarrassing job that you have in the world. But he wants it. As Franz Josef said, it was the Caesar of Vienna, Austria. And he said, if you become one day a beggar, and he said, after one day you become a beggar, it goes into your system, you want a beggar, you want to be bigger for the rest of your life. You don't want to be a job. Unemployment forever. But he doesn't want to have a job anymore. He doesn't want. It's in the system. Something goes in the system. And actually, that's Yaakov Avinu before he died. He curses Shimon and Levi. He says, what did you do? I says, you murdered. He says, listen, I murdered. I had the right to murder. The Ramban. They're all right, you know, that they really deserve death. Everyone said, you don't get it. What you did, the Gemara says, but Yaakov told them, like a barrel of water, sprinkled water. You take some dirt and you put inside. Now it's not clear anymore. It's not clear. What you did is you destroy the clear barrel. No, you don't understand. Says the Gemara, I explained to you what's going on. The Gemara says, I won't tell you. The Gemara says, we did the golden calf and said, this is God. And some of us bowed down to the golden calf. Some of us kissed it. Some of us
sacrifice it.
Well, actually, we did. We gave energy to Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara Avodah Zarah. From now on, you know, you read about Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah. And it says, it's true. Avodah Zarah was always, but we so-called fueled, excuse me, gave more energy to it. We are responsible for Avodah Zarah in the world. You go to China today, you have Avodah Zarah, and it says, who is in fault? A Jewish person. So what did you do? You kissed the Egel, you told the Egel that you got my God, you sacrificed to him, that's what you did. And there it goes. It doesn't go only, you know, to the person that did it, it says to the public. First they go to the Jews, to the family, and then penetrate outside the family, outside of the nation, and goes into the Goyim, and the Goyim started to worship Avodah Zarah more and more, and believe more, even though Avodah Zarah was before, but this is the Gemara says it's our fault. Comes the Torah says, I want to tell you something. Yeah, Shimon and Levi, the one who killed Yosef, you know why? Because they have it in the system already. Because they killed already the city of Shechem, 24,000 people. And then they came home, Yitzchak Yaakov told them, listen, you know what you did now. Forget about it, you killed them. It's right or wrong. You took a position, you took a job as an executor. Now, Am Yisrael will have this kind of bad energy in the system, and you understand it when you read the Tanakh and you read all the story of the Jewish people. And the Ramban writes, but the Midrash was destroyed because of so called war between two brothers, Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, and they called the Rome Italy to come. It's not the whole thing, it's a sheker, you know. But the Midrash was not destroyed because the Romans came. How did the Romans come? Why did they come? Because it was Machloke, two brothers, who should be the Kohen Gadol, and one of them went and called the Romans, come to Italy, and I'll give you a position, make me Kohen Gadol. And the Romans came, and then it's all the English. Ramban writes it in his commentary. That's the history. I says, who is in charge of all these things? Who is called? Shimon and Levi. That's what Shimon was not even mentioning in the blessings of Moshe Rabbeinu. All this about him, blessed for Moshe Zot Abraha, and such shit. Shimon Megat Os Israel, Yeshua said, don't give him any land. He's not. No. Can you imagine the embarrassment? Every tribe got a piece of property, besides Shimon. And the Gemara says, Judah, who had mercy on him, and Judah got a very big land in the south, next to Beersheba over there. And he called Shimon and said, no, come, my brother, let me take care of you. Come. And Judah gave him a piece of land. He got nothing. Every Jew got, they didn't get. He says, this is because Moshe Rabbeinu did not give him a blessing before he died, because everything is your fault. And he did cheat him, everything. What happened? He brought so-called the wars in between brothers, what we call Sinat Sinam, hatred for free. It says, that's what happened. Story. That's really the story of Parshas Shavua. It comes all the time before. Hanukkah to tell you, look, I want to tell you something. He says, that's the story. He says, okay, fine. So what do you want to tell me? I'll tell you something. As we said before, it says that only 13 Hashmonaim fought against the Greeks. So the holiday that we had, Hanukkah, I said, why are you celebrating? I said, so listen, you're not a coin, right? No, I'm not a coin. So you probably were not among the people that helped the Hashmonaim, because almost no one helped them. So what do we have to do with this holiday? It's the holiday of the Kohanim and Levim, but not a regular person. He didn't do anything. It's embarrassment. Who is the great-grandfather? Who is the great-grandfather? My grandfather is, I don't know, Reuben, Shimon, Yehuda, Issachar, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher. I said, all these people, none of the descendants have the Hashmonaim. Only 13 people. Not even all the Kohanim. What's the secret of it? Moshe Rabbeinu, before he dies, he blesses every tribe. When he comes to Levi, he says he blesses every like this. Of course, Moshe himself is from Levi. And that's what he said in his book. Levi Amar. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I want to tell you something about Levi. It's going to be a Kohen Gadol. It's my brother, of course. It's going to be whoever. Kohen Gadol is going to wear Urim Tumim on his chest. Hashem Yisrael Masab Tevel Merva. You tested him. Aaron was a great believer. Miriam, a great believer. He didn't do anything, even though they died in the desert. And then Moshe said, I want to tell you something about Mr. Levi. Levi, after Am Yisrael did the golden calf, Moshe came from Har Sinai, broke the tablets. He came to the camp, people dancing and bowed down to the golden calf. Moshe screamed at the gate of the camp, who is for Hashem? Mil Hashem Elai. We're talking about millions of people over there. 600,000 just between 20 and 60. And all the children and above 60 and under 20, let's say a few million Jews. Moshe says, who for Hashem? No one comes forward besides Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi. This is Levi, is the murderer. That murdered Reish Chaim, that Yaakov cursed him before he died. Now, come to Moshe and say, we are for Hashem. Moshe says, you are for Hashem? I tell you what. Take your sword and Amer la bibel imo lo reitiv. You're going to have to find out who worshipped the golden calf. If it's your father or it's your mother, you stab him, kill him. If it's your brother-in-law, kill him. If this is your grandson, kill him. Can you imagine? To tell somebody, listen, your son went down and bowed down to a statue. Go kill him. How many people you know in the world, a grandfather will do it? You say, listen, my grandson did it. I cannot. It's like I cannot Yitzchak. What do you mean? You want me to kill my grandson? I want to kill my father-in-law. I want to kill my brother, my brother-in-law. That's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara says, yeah, they did. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Listen, I'm going to bless Levi. I won't tell you who is Mr. Levi. The secret behind it is by such an act that he used the sword to do something that's unbelievable and doesn't make sense at all. That you're going to kill so-called innocent people, your closest relatives, you're going to show Hashem that the sword that you have in your hand is to fix what you had in your hand before, that your so-called you brought a bad entity to Am Yisrael, that's going to cause all the fights and the machloket, and people will stab each other, and you read the Tanakh as a disaster, what happened? All those wars. I says, I'm Hashem Shamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, who is for Hashem? I became Hashem. I became Hashem. Hashem became Hashem because he said Shema Yisrael. Anybody can say Shema Yisrael. You have to prove to Hashem that you do something that's impossible for a person that doesn't believe in Hashem, like I cannot Yitzchak. Abraham was the best, the Gemara said. The Navi said, the Torah says, Akedat Yitzchak, when you're going to slaughter your son, that shows that you believe in Hashem. As a Levi, you show to Hashem this. Okay? That's what deserve a bracha. Continue, Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki shabu im ratrecha, utcha in soru. The Levim listened to Hashem, all the mitzvot, over it chayetz or the Brit Milah. The Gemara says, what does it mean, Brit Milah? What does Brit Milah was like this? After Amisa did the golden calf, Hashem was upset, and it's called a northern wind that blows in the world. Heals the babies, but they have Brit Milah. Without that wind, says the Gemara, the baby might die. Koruach tzfoni. Says the Gemara, 40 years that we were in the desert, people did not do Brit Milah. Excuse me? Because was no northern wind. Koruach tzfoni. What happened? Because the golden calf made such a big impression in Shamayim, the wind did not blow. Sevet Levi continued do Brit Milah in the desert, and babies died. And people used to tell the Levi, why did you do Brit Milah? His baby will die. He's not on the wind. I don't care. Hashem said to Brit Milah, I do Brit Milah. That's what Moshe said, Ovritcha and so. Yom Mishpatecha Yaakov, Toratcha Yisrael. They study Torah, they're going to teach Torah. Yassimu Ketorah Bapecha, Adu Ketoratim Bet HaMikdash, of course the Kohanim. Barech Hashem Chelo, Hashem bless the soldiers of Levi. Says the Gemara, excuse me? What soldiers of Levi? Levi usually did not go to a war. So the Gemara says, you know what it means? Moshe Rabbeinu blessed Levi in the time of the Hashmonaim and Makkabim. Only 13 is going to win the war because what we just said in the above. If Hanukkah is coming, fine. What are you doing, Hanukkah? Party, donuts, this, Levi Vod, Pachkech, Ago, Batish. You don't get it. Hanukkah is based on the foundation that Moshe Rabbeinu made it. It's impossible for 13 people to win tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of soldiers, excuse me. Impossible. And how did they win? Because of Emunah in Hashem. No. Because Emunah in Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu blessed them the day before he died. He said, I'm giving you a blessing. Your grandchildren, Levi, will make a war against the Greeks. I'm a system of that country. And you have Hanukkah, you have Menorah. So that's how it goes. Hanukkah is a very big holiday, says Rambam. It's a very, something very dear. And Hanukkah, you should wait for the light of Mashiach. But you have to know the truth. Hanukkah is a spiritual holiday. Hanukkah is nothing to be, to have parties. It's not Purim. It's something spiritual. Like the light of the menorah is spiritual. Like the light of Mashiach is spiritual. There is no Mishnah, no Gemara about Hanukkah. I mean, not a Masechta. It's because Hanukkah is spiritual. Because the Tefillah, the Bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu, made Hanukkah. It's not the Hashmonaim. And that is the secret of Hanukkah. So that's Al-Nisim, we started, that's what Al-Nisim says. Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Greeks wanted us to forget the Torah and everything. Okay. And then I give you 5 descriptions about those 13 people. What zechut they have, they had, those people. Exactly. The 13 people, what they had, that nobody else had. I said, they had such a muna. I said, what's the first thing? I said, they weren't even strong. They were weak people. But they had a muna. This is Yitzchak Avinu. Rabbi Mian Ma'atim, Gemara says Ma'atim means humble. This is Avraham Avinu. Rashaim Biyat Tzadikim is Yaakov Avinu Tzadik. Tzmiim Biyat Torim, the impure one in the hands of the pure one, is Aaron HaKohen. It's exactly the 5 stones that David took. Those are the 5 descriptions about the Hashmonaim. The biggest, the jokers in the hands of the Torah, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Torah, and it says, that's how they want it. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Aaron, you don't go. Aaron said, I want to go to kill this guy. You know why Aaron wants to kill the guy? Because Aaron, because the stone of Aaron, because he is the head of the tribe of Levi. And the tribe of Levi, first they used the sword in the wrong way, to kill Shechem, and from this became all the hatred of Shimon and Levi against Yosef. But Levi fixed it at the time of the golden calf, because he took the sword to kill the people in the Avodah Zarah. Of course, this giant Goliath is standing over here, says the Navi. So Aaron came and says, I want my stone to sink in his forehead of this guy, because I want to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my tribe is taking rebellion against Avodah Zarah, they're not hiding behind themselves. That's why I said Hanukkah is coming. Hanukkah is the biggest holiday. The biggest. Because that holiday showed how much We believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, in Moshe Rabbeinu Tefillah. And believe in the strength that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in us. And Gemara says, B'zchut HaEmunah Nigalim. B'zchut HaEmunah Mashiach is going to come. And Chanukah is only Emunah. But it's not Emunah because we won. Because we won because Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for us. He blessed us. And why did he bless us? Because when he came downstairs after the golden calf, he asked, who is for Hashem? And I said, I'm not for Hashem. You're not for Hashem? No. We are Hashem, it means he can do something like that. Yitzchak, you do something for Hashem that doesn't make sense. It's something rational. And people say, you're not normal. You kill your grandson, you kill your brother-in-law, you kill your father-in-law because you did a Mazara. What's wrong with you? The Bedin killed him, not me. You're not Bedin, you're not police, you're not government. But that is the whole holiday of Hanukkah. Let's always, before Hanukkah, we read this parasha by Yeshem to tell us, listen, that's what happened. He said, don't listen to Yaakov, don't listen to Dol HaDor, look what you did. You brought all these wars between brothers in Am Yisrael. And it says, when you want to prove to Hashem, you're not, you have to do the opposite. You have to be like the Maccabim. You have to be pure, you have to be holy, you have to watch your holiness and purity, and learn Torah, Mishat HaMol Amen. Amen.